team. While you turn there, I just want to take a moment to say to Edwin, what a terrific job he did. This really not the first time Edwin has ever spoken to the group here. This, I'm not sure, this may be the largest group that he's ever spoken to. But I tell you the thing that I appreciate most about what he did was he just took the scriptures and he explained the scriptures. And that's what biblical preaching is all about. And I'm not sure that's what is done for lots of folks by men who are older and who should know better. But that's exactly what Edwin's done for us. And I commend him for it. And certainly encourage him to continue in that regard. A number of years ago, there was a television ad campaign for Tombstone Pizzas. You may remember them. I haven't seen an ad for some time. I don't even know if they're still in business, but the television ad had kind of a catchy little phrase to it. They asked, "What do you want on your tombstone?" Of course, they were asking, "You want pepperoni? You want anchovies or mushrooms or whatever?" I tell you, that's a pretty good question in a different regard. What would you like on your tombstone? An epitaph is a very brief statement, often carved upon a tombstone, that is in many ways a summarization of a person's life. I have a very good friend who likes to tell the story of the man who died, and he had engraved on his tombstone, "I told you I was sick." But there is, I think, an even greater statement that could be made, and indeed was made, about a very well-known character of the Bible that was a short summarization of his life, but yet such a beautiful sentiment that could very properly have been engraved upon his tombstone. And I would hope it would be our purpose in our lives, that it could be engraved upon ours as well. Acts chapter 13, the Apostle Paul is preaching. He is making reference to some of the historical events in the history of Israel, and he comes to verse 36 to talk about one of the great figures of the nation of Israel, their second king, David. And he says in verse 36 that David, after he had served the purpose of God in his own generation, fell asleep and was laid among his fathers and underwent decay. Now, there's a lot of things in that verse that are accurate statements of everybody. Everybody's going to fall asleep. Just a metaphorical way of speaking of death. Everyone's going to fall asleep. And in fact, if you read in the Old Testament accounts of David's last days, he calls his son Solomon into him and says, "I am about to go the way of all the earth." There are probably many kings who have lived who thought that somehow, some way, in their own minds and their own vaunted views of themselves, that they were going to escape. But no man escapes death. David could say to his son Solomon, "I am going the way of all the earth." And as Paul alludes to here, he fell asleep, just like will happen to all men and women. Was laid among his fathers. He was buried. Provisions were made for his burial. And he underwent decay. There again we see what is going to be the common experience of all of us when the time comes that we fall asleep. We're laid among our fathers. We're buried. Our physical bodies are going to undergo decay. Of course, that's one of the great messages of the New Testament, is that decay is going to be overcome. It's going to be reversed. And our physical bodies are going to be raised up, those who are Christians, into the to meet or to match the glory of the body of our Savior. And we will be like Him, the New Testament teaches us. But verse 36 has one thing to say about David that could not be said and cannot be said of all people. Paul said of him, after he had served the purpose of God in his own generation. And that's the wonderful epitaph that we could make the purpose of our life. To serve the purpose of God in our own generation. May I ask you, what is your purpose? It has been made reference to already that we have just such a wonderful number of young people here this evening, and we're very grateful for that. And I certainly would challenge you to evaluate what is the purpose of your life. But that's a challenge that applies even to old folks like Greg Beard. Every one of us needs to ask ourselves and to question and to evaluate and to determine what is going to be the purpose of my life. What's going to be the meaning of my life? May I tell you what it's going to be? It's going to be exactly whatever you want it to be. It's going to be exactly what you decide the purpose of your life shall be. When I reflect upon the life of this man David, who in his generation served the purpose of God, I think about some of the things regarding that life that is so well portrayed in that brief statement. How was it that he came to be one who would serve the purpose of God? Well, I want to tell you a few things that it did not involve. And that was, he didn't become the kind of man who served the purpose of God in his life by hiding in his generation. Or to by hiding from his generation, as Edwin has so well spoken to us. We need to decide, whoever we are, at whatever stage in life, we need to decide whether or not we're going to make it our purpose to do God's purpose. In our youth, at midlife, or in the final days of life. We cannot do the purpose of God in our generation while trying to hide from our generation. Nor can we do the purpose of God in our generation by joining our generation. And again, Edwin has eloquently spoken about the dangers of becoming influenced by and impacted by our friends and by those around us, rather than exerting some kind of good and godly influence upon them. David did not become a man who served the purpose of God in his generation by living like so many of his generation. So what did he do? I want to say to you that there were three things he did. This is how he served the purpose of God in his own generation. He did it, first of all, by being prepared to do so. No one ever does the purpose or the will of God by accident. It's not something that we just, through happenstance, fall into. It's something that we choose to do. It goes back to that statement, another equally wonderful statement. It was made by another Bible character in his youth, Daniel. You remember how it is said in Daniel chapter 1 that he purposed in his heart not to defile himself before God. He didn't become the great man of faith that he was simply by accident. It was a deliberate choice that he made. And he prepared himself for that, just as David had to do. A second thing that David did in order to serve the purpose of God in his generation was he did so by serving early. He served when he could. He served as soon as he could. And we don't need to spend a great deal of time reflecting upon the life of this man when he was still a boy. You know those stories about David, and particularly those stories. One of my favorite stories, I suppose it is, of so many others, is of David and Goliath. And I see that young, probably teenage boy, walking down into that valley. When he had the opportunity to serve his God, he took it to serve in the occasion that he had placed before him. And it's just one of those statements that always rings to me when he heard Goliath issue those challenges. And he said, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine who defies the armies of God?" He served just as soon as he could. As our brother Jack mentioned to us a moment ago, we are inclined maybe many times to say to young people, "Now you're the church of the future," and that's true, that there's an element of fact in that statement, because there is a time coming, because we all will fall asleep, we all will be laid to rest with our fathers. There is a time coming when the next generation must step up. And David was willing to do that when he had the opportunity. So as you have opportunity in your youth, step up and do what you can as soon as you can. A couple of years ago, my family and I gathered together to lay to rest our father. At the conclusion of the service, and we'd gone to the graveside and we had finished the services there, we were beginning to leave. My brother, along with his family, walking away from the graveside. And my niece stepped up beside him and put her arm around him and said, "You're next." And that's true. That's true. Each of us is part of a generation. We have only a slight slice of time in which to do what we can, because the time comes when we too will be laid to rest with our fathers, having fallen asleep. But the third thing that David did was he was willing to serve in common ways. We think of David and we think of him as that great king of Israel, and rightly so. We think of him as that great champion who stood down there in the valley and faced Goliath with great confidence and faith. But you know where we're introduced to David? We're introduced to him in the Bible, doing faithfully the duty of a son, whose father had charged him to go and to care for the flocks. His brothers were off to war. Somebody needed to care for the flocks. And David did so. Now, it was not the glamorous thing. That did come later. And the glamorous things may indeed come for you. The opportunities to do great things may come for you, or they may never come for you. It may just be the common duties of a Christian that you have the opportunity to do in the course of your lifetime. But do them. Because that's the way that one serves the purpose of God in his own generation. Are you serving? Are you serving now? Are you serving those purposes of God for the generation that is yours? If you're not, won't you consider doing so? Can there be a better epitaph for your gravestone than that he or she served the purpose of God in his or her generation. Today, you can begin doing that if you're not currently. If you believe that Jesus is God's Son and would turn away from your sins, if you'll confess your faith in Jesus, you'd be baptized to wash the guilt of your sins away. You can begin this service to God as one of his children. If you've begun that at some times past and you've made choices in which you've laid down the mantle of doing the purpose of God, take it up again. Turn back to him. Once again, invest your life and your efforts in doing his will. And when the day comes that you fall asleep and they lay you to rest with your fathers, then they can say, serve the purpose of God in his generation. Won't you come to him while we stand and sing together?